This week, WXXI is looking back at the events and people that made news in 2019. Today, with WXXI's Juan Vasquez, we remember some of the people we lost.
We start this list with a person who had a connection to an iconic Rochester company. Neil Montanus traveled the world for Kodak, photographing the world's most exotic locations and some of the most beautiful and noteworthy people. He took a picture of Walt Disney that company executives said was the best ever taken of him. The renowned photographer died in September. He was 92. The Finger Lakes wine industry lost two of their own this year. First in March, an accident took the life of John Bram III. He was co-owner of Arbor Hill Grapery and Winery. He was 76. Then in July, Tim Moore died from cancer. Moore and his wife Diane started Inspire Moore Winery in Naples a dozen years ago. Moore was 51. In November, the Rochester Police Department lost an officer while he was on his way to work. Officer Manny Ortiz was driving on Empire Boulevard when he accidentally shot himself in the leg with his own gun. He tried to drive himself to the hospital, but his car swerved off the road and into a ravine. Ortiz was 52. Rochester Music Hall of Famer Bat McGrath was diagnosed with cancer in December 2018 and declined treatment because it would compromise his quality of life, so he decided to make the most of 2019. McGrath played two shows and released his final album titled Bat McGrath in April. Here's McGrath when he spoke to WXXI's Jeff Spivak earlier this year.
It's the good part. I saved the best till last. You know, I have no regrets. And there's a lot worse scenarios than the one I'm in. I mean, I'm just at the end of a beautiful, beautiful life that I really am happy I got to live.
McGrath died in October at 73. Robert Forster's acting career started here in his hometown and then moved on to Hollywood, where he appeared in more than 100 films. He was at the Little Theater in September 2018 for a film screening and had fond memories of visiting the theater with his mom.
When she wanted to improve me as a human being, she took me to the Little for a good movie, and she took me to Lin Far's. I believe that's the name of the Chinese restaurant that used to be right over here down the street. It was my introduction to international food as well. So my mother wanted me to improve myself, and that's one of the ways. She brought me to the Little.
Forrester died from brain cancer in October. He was 78. Peggy Wegman was a strong believer in early childhood education. The philanthropist, who married Bob Wegman in 1977, worked with various schools and was also involved with St. John Fisher College. She died in August at the age of 91. Also in August, Bob Whitmer passed away. The University of Rochester alumnus was also a longtime trustee for the university, serving for 40 years. Whitmer was a retired partner at Nixon Peabody and a past president of the New York State Bar Association. Whitmer was 82. Ken Moore was a tireless advocate for local veterans. He served with the U.S. Army in Vietnam and worked for Monroe County's Veterans Service Agency after a 30-year career at Kodak. Laura Stradley was the head of the agency when Moore worked there.
He just made it his life's work to ensure that veterans were cared for, that they had a friend, that they knew where they could turn to get guidance on benefits.
Ken Moore died from cancer in February. He was 76. We also said goodbye to the man who may have been Rochester's last Pearl Harbor survivor. Stan Hwalik was aboard the USS Nevada on the day of the attack. He died in April at age 99. Sam Cooper worked for Monroe County for more than 50 years, including a service as airport director between 1972 and 1989. Cooper died in June at the age of 96. Two longtime political figures died in July. Richard Rosenbaum was a state Supreme Court justice and ran the state and Monroe County Republican committees. Rosenbaum was 88. Paul Haney served as Monroe County's finance director and had stints on city council and the Monroe County legislature. Haney was 78. And we lost one of our own this year. Former WXXI reporter and longtime local radio personality Bill Flynn passed away in April. Flynn was 60. He was working on a book about Rochester radio at the time of his death. Juan Vasquez, WXXI News.